The story of Thumbelina, the very little girl born from a flower, has the kind of classic fairy tale elements that lend themselves to the kind of adaptation that has become a specialty of Honolulu Theater for Youth, which has made her story into a real-time storybook that unfolds before your eyes. Eric Johnson is HTY's artistic director, and he's with us in our studio. Hello, Eric. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, Chris.
When we say that she's a little girl, we mean that she's a little girl. I mean, like little, right?
That's right. One of the big questions that any theater maker tackling the story has to take on is how do you deal with a character who's the size that can fit in her mom's hand?
Yeah.
And so we had a great team of designers that took on that challenge. Why York was the playwright. We were the first people to do this particular adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
So we started fresh with some new ideas. And what we came up with was a solution that is both old and new technologies. We have a mini toy theater, which you can imagine this tiny little theater that
like
sits
a dollhouse
dollhouse, exactly. And it sits in front of the actual stage. And then we have a video camera that is taking pictures of the toy theater and then projecting them onto a huge screen. So what we can have is a tiny little flower that, or a flower cutout or silhouette that we bring onto the toy theater.
Uh-huh.
And then Thumbelina, who's an actual actress, a live person, is tiny and dwarfed by this large flower from the toy theater. So we're playing with scale in some really fun and exciting new ways. So you're getting real actors on stage, a real person who is Thumbelina, mm-hmm. but she is actually tiny.
And the actors who are portraying the other characters are projected as larger than she is?
Some of them are. You know, there are all kinds of different techniques that we're using in this piece. Some of them are huge puppets, mm-hmm. like the toad is this tremendous toad mouth, and you know, that would be that size of a toad. And then some of them are actually, they show up as shadows in the toy theater, and some of them are projected and part puppet, part projection. We're also using green screen techniques, which is what they use on big action movies,
right,
where you'll see an actor on one side of the stage against green, and then they're projected onto the other side of the stage where they can be any size we want them to be. Mm-hmm. So in that way, we can take out the backgrounds, and you're seeing both all things at once. So I think that's where the theater becomes exciting, because you're actually seeing these actors that are playing with puppets, much like a kid might play with a doll.
Uh-huh.
And then you're also seeing actors on stage, you know, being green screened, like you would a behind-the-scenes, you know, clip from a movie. And then all that feeds into this very beautiful Victorian storybook of an image that we're creating in the actual, you know, sort of onstage action.
It really does sound like a fusion of old and new technology, right? Huge puppets with green screen techniques. It also sounds like a lot of work, Harry.
Well, it was a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun work.
Yeah.
You know, and what we're finding, we've had a couple of audiences so far, and we're finding that, you know, the young people are just, this is their language. They understand lots of visual imagery from different scales and different sizes, so they have no trouble, and they're really taken, and they just follow the story. And then the grown-ups are like, whoa, how did you do that effect?
Yeah.
You know, I want to see more of that. I think it truly is something that a whole family could enjoy the experience together.
Because it also sounds as if you're not afraid to show how the magic is created.
Right.
You're seeing the magic, and you're seeing the means by which it's given to you.
And I think that is one of the things that is different with live theater and with cinema, mm-hmm. that we're using very, very cinematic techniques. And in fact, the same techniques that many people have used in film adaptations of Thumbelina.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference with live theater is I can choose to look over here at this. I can choose to look at the scenery and the actors creating that as an audience member, I'm in the room with the performers, and everything is right there in front of my eyes. eyes.
It also, you know, the message, I think, for theater is don't be afraid to show how it's done.
Right.
That can actually enhance the experience, you know. And cinema is so preoccupied with not showing how it's done, you know, hiding that very thing. You're supposed to believe it. And you know, as cinema gets more outlandish with CGI, it becomes impossible to believe that, you know, that it isn't the result of artifice.
And I think that that is something that is just so beautiful for young people to see, because you're creating literacy on multiple fronts. One is the content. I mean, this is a great story of all time, you know, one of the classics that has remained. So you're diving into a lovely classic story. But then you're also looking at some beautiful theatrical techniques, and you're looking at illustration and visual art that you would see in a book, but in a way that you're actually seeing it made before your eyes. So we're hoping that what that does is sparks the imagination of young people to go out and, you know, what are the tools when I'm going to tell stories of my own, and what which stories do I want to tell? And I think that's our highest mission there at HTY.
One of the things that I've always envied about your job, Eric, is that the mandate is that you have to be able to think like a child, and hence keep alive your sense of wonder. You don't have a choice, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that the audience that comes in demands that. And when you see the shining faces and the creative creativity they bring as audience members, that is there. One thing I will also add is the score for this piece is 100% original, and the sound designer has done kind of a score where every animal has like a different instrument associated with them. From, you know, the toad has a tuba, and the butterfly is a harp, and so there's kind of this Peter and the Wolf kind of soundtrack to the piece, which I think is truly in an hour you're getting to appreciate many, many different kinds of art forms, visual arts, music, theater, film, are all coming together in telling the story.
And in the story, the little girl Thumbelina herself kind of discovers herself.
Right. And I think that's what drove us into some of these choices is that you have a young person who is born from a flower and is filled with curiosity and wonder and wants nothing more than to explore the world. And so she, of course, gets herself into trouble. She ends up underwater. She ends up flying through the air, taken on a flight by a beetle. And she lands into this marvelous garden of possibilities on the search back to find her mother. And so it's a heartwarming story. It's a story for the full family. And it has enough adventure for boys as well, which I keep telling people, because the Thumbelina, it's delightful for girls to see a girl in a flower dress, but there's plenty of adventure for everybody.
Half of kids are boys, after all. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you.
Eric Johnson is the artistic director of Honolulu Theater for Youth, whose current production of Thumbelina runs weekends until May 29th at Tenney Theater in downtown Honolulu.